Well, I remember, I think when I first came there, it was for the SAFE rally,
Yes, it was.
SAFE, and it was a gun control law passed by New York and really pushed by then Governor Cuomo.
It was then Governor Cuomo. And it's even
And
gotten.
how many sheriffs stood up against the gun control law that rep presented to the people of New York?
Well, there was only that I can recall, two of us that were the strongest at the time. It was myself and Sheriff Howard from Erie County, great guy.
Yes.
And there were some other sheriffs in the background, but not as strong as us, you know, that felt that way,
Well,
unfortunately.
I think right after that, some more joined on because Cuomo got really pissed off at you guys and said that he was going to suspend you.
Yes, that is true. Yes, sir. And a lot more did jump on after that, which was great. So we do have some cohesion, you know, when it comes to some of these issues. And I believe that the same thing is going to happen right now with this in regards to the, you know, the detainees. So I do feel strongly about that. I feel good.
Well, I think that was the day that I actually spoke at the state legislature in Albany.
Yes, sir.
And what a great experience. I mean, how many small town Arizona sheriffs can say they actually spoke at the state legislature in Albany, New York? But we've been busy, and you and I have been busy, and defending liberty is always going to be that way. But what I was really tickled about is that when the sheriffs who Cuomo threatened with suspension said, yeah, right, go ahead, let's see. Where did you get the authority to do that? And then when he found out that he didn't have the authority, he kind of said this, oh, come on, sheriff's buddies, you know I was just kidding. I wasn't really going to suspend you. He kind of presented that whole thing, didn't he?
Yes, and in the end, look where everything got him. He's no longer the governor. He got
Yeah.
removed anyhow. So,
Yeah, but look who took his place.
oh, the Wicked Witch. She's even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. So right now I've actually seen a couple of states where sheriffs say they have to report to the attorney general. That is not the case in New York, is it?
I don't feel that it is. No, sir. I don't report anything to my attorney general. You know, no, sir.
And I've tried to tell these other states, I said, he might be the overseer of some of the regulations that happen within the law enforcement community. I get that. But still, Sheriff, when you say you report to the Attorney General of the state of wherever you are, I can't remember which one it is. Maybe California, I don't know, another sanctuary state. And then I've asked him this. Does he really issue orders to you what you have to do? Does he really issue policies and programs to you as to how to enforce the DUI laws? Does he tell you how to set up your traffic enforcement within your community? Does he tell you how to investigate cases? And that means you report to him if he does. Now, does that happen? And I'm telling you, Sheriff Carpinelli, I don't believe that does in any state that has sheriffs. And you know, there's three states that do not have sheriffs. Those are Connecticut, which voted the office of sheriff out of its state about 30 years ago, and then Alaska and Hawaii do not have sheriffs. They didn't establish the office when they came into the union in 1959. Boy, we've got to get those two states to go ahead and get sheriffs going in those states. So, Sheriff, I've got to ask you then, when these two sheriffs just were speaking to us from Florida, and they said, if we can do it, everybody can do it. Every state can do it. Is there something that some sheriffs from out of the state of New York can do and go and speak at some meetings in New York that you think would help?
I definitely believe so. And, you know, we have a summer conference coming up. It'd be great to have them, one of them come up and speak at our conference. And I'll give you that information to pass along to them, Sheriff Mack, that
Okay.
I'm going to have that happen. I think that other sheriffs in New York State that will be hearing the Sheriff's Association of Florida, what's going on. And like I said, I can definitely see us hopefully jumping on board, or at least a larger number jumping on board and saying, let's go. This needs to be done.
And I need to remind you that there's about 10 or 15 Democrat sheriffs in New York, and a couple of Rhino Republicans as well.
Yes, there is.
And they mentioned about 2 weeks ago that they were not going to participate and they were not going to cooperate. And now all 67 sheriffs are on the same page and they're supporting each other. They have each other's back and they're a cohesive unit right now. So whoever pulled that off, God bless them. And if it can happen, I think the key point of what Sheriff Permail said, the key point is this. If those 12 or 13 sheriffs can come on board, then that's proof that other sheriffs in the rest of the country can as well.
100%, 100%, and you know, especially with G7.
And Sheriff, this is the key component of all of this. How does any mayor or governor or sheriff say, we want to keep the status quo of illegal aliens in our country? Do they not want protection and security and peace and the criminal element that's been brought into our country with the millions of gang members that have come into our country? Don't they want to stop that? Don't they have a responsibility to fight that?
They have a great responsibility to do that. You know, Sheriff, as you know, I have a daughter. I currently have a niece right now that is in with the in the National Guard, who they have brought into our New York State prison systems because of the failure of Governor Hochul, you know, to properly take care of our correction officers here. So, you know, anybody that realizes what these gangs are like and what they have done in other countries, you're darn right. You think other sheriffs would want to enforce these detainers, hang on to these, and help out ICE to get them out of our country.
Okay, good. Well, look, I don't want to monopolize your time. Jack, do you have any other questions, or does anybody else have any other questions for Sheriff Carpinelli?
I always have questions for Sheriff Carpinelli. Sheriff, well, I started watching a couple episodes of Kojak the other night, and the first thing I thought of was you. I don't know whether it was the haircut or it's just the way he yells Crocker, you know, but regardless, anyway, I wanted to ask you, there's a sheriff in your state there, Derek Osborne, who's under a little bit of a heat right now in Tompkins County. What do you think about that situation?
Well, that's exactly what Sheriff Mack was speaking about. He made that statement that he did, and I understand, you know, him being, as I say, a newer sheriff too. I think he's into his second term, if I'm correct. I think, and his ideology, where his heart is at, is unfortunately not, it's not right, and I think he's going to
Not
find
right
that
in the hair.
on the next time around. You know, he goes for re-election that. He's in the wrong position to be going up against what the will of the people want done. I mean, that's what we
Right.
work for, is the people.
Well, he thinks that you know, he legally let these people go because they had done their time, and ICE is contending that they're supposed to keep them until, you know, because he's not documented or otherwise an American citizen. So you know, the Constitution applies, but not to everybody in the same way. You know, it's, if you're not a citizen and you're undocumented, you're potentially a problem. That's a tough situation. What would you do there? Just hang on to them until you get further orders, or?
Yeah, absolutely. I've already said I have no problem with that. I'll take the heat down the road. You know, I'll take the heat down the road for that. But I'd rather do what's right. And then you know that I prevented maybe something bad from happening instead of doing what's wrong and going along with the New York State politics here, and you're looking like a hero to the governor and to those that you know, kiss her behind. I'm not going to do that.
Right. Well, it's wonderful to, every time I hear you speak, you know, for the state of New York, it's so disappointing the various ways in which they seem to have slipped away from the idea of the U.S. Constitution. And you know, given the fact that it has such a place in history, George Washington spent a great deal of time living in downtown New York. And anyway, it's sad. And I see that Washington State, we had Bob Songer on last week. You know, I just saw an update on that. They're really trying to rip the sheriff's department completely apart now, saying that they have a right to, you know, make the guy stand down if they don't like his political position. But they're saying that they're not going to get rid of any of their criminals, that they're going to stand in the way of that. And I'm talking about the state government.
Right. Well, they'll go by the way that California did. And one quick history thing with Jack, you grew up about downstate New York. I grew up in Kingston, New York, where General Washington many times during the war stayed overnight in our church in the past. So I have a definitely a deep liking for you know, President Washington and the history of him. So, yes, sir.
Yep. The
Kingston's our
Constitution was
first
born
capital
there.
too. Yes, it was. Yep.
Well, I do too, and I appreciate the fact that you're standing on the line and you're kind of alone there. But you know, with six guys, you can do an awful lot. I don't know. You know, if you got the right six guys beside you, and are your counties spread all over, or are you just side by side, the good guys?
No, I definitely have one to my to the west of me that's close with me. I have one to the north of me that agrees with what we're talking about, and the other ones are spread out a little further out. But when we're together at the Sheriff's Conference or we hang out together, we are definitely in phone contact a lot, especially when we want to discuss some of this ridiculous legislation that they pass here in the state of New York. And we definitely enjoy haranguing the heck out of our legislators and our state senators here. So.
Yeah, I can't blame you. My last question, and I'll let you go, is sometime, I think it was last December, I pay attention to the news when it's relative to the sheriffs that I've met through this program. And you had, there was a news item in the Lewis County something, and about the fact that you weren't able to even maintain control of your prisoners, that you had a particular prisoner that was creating a terrible problem. And how do you resolve that when you can't even tie the guy up? Or
Well, you're right about that. That's not that we couldn't control him. Here's what happened. He had assaulted four of our correction officers over a period of time, and on the fourth time, I said, "Look, enough is enough. I know that we have to, work within the guidelines of what they've passed against us for the HALT Act, but that doesn't mean that I have to keep this troublemaker inside my jail and let him try to disrupt the rest of the the good inmates that are here." And if the state feels that they pass that law, then guess what? Then you take them and hang on to them and see if you can do better. So we reached out, and that's what we did. We handed them over to state. You want somebody like that? Here, you have them. And it's not that we could handle them,
Right.
but I thought, enough is enough. I have to be fair to my correction officers too, as well, and to the other inmates here that are behaving and wanting to do their time in a great manner, and they shouldn't be subjected to that. So,
Right.
oh yeah, we are definitely not intimidated by anybody that. I just believe that if you're running a good, healthy facility, let's keep it that way. Let not one person infect it.
Well, you said timeouts don't seem to work for adult criminals, so I can understand if your hands are tied. Well, thank you for entertaining my questions, and keep up the good work.